Unit 15. The Montgomery Bus Boycott. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Any plans for the 3-day weekend?
What 3-day weekend?
Next Monday is a holiday, remember? Martin Luther King Day.
All right, I forgot. Come to think of it, I'm not very knowledgeable about him. I mean, I know he was a civil rights leader and made some great speeches, but I couldn't say exactly why he has his own holiday.
He did a lot more than make a few speeches. For one thing, he was a leader in one of the most important events in the civil rights movement, the Montgomery Bus Boycott.
Bus boycott? I thought that was led by Rosa Parks.
It was her case that began the boycott, but it was leaders like King that organized it and kept it going for a whole year. That's how long it took for the boycotters to win in court and get the law changed.
How did they do that?
Well, I'll start at the beginning. The segregated seating on Montgomery's buses had been a source of anger in the black community for a long time. When Rosa Parks was arrested, they decided to stay off the buses as a protest for just one day, the day that she had to go to court. Parks lost in court that day, but the one-day boycott was such a success that black leaders decided to keep it going. That same day, they formed a group called the Montgomery Improvement Association and elected King as their president. That night, King made a speech in front of an audience of 7,000 black Montgomeryans, inspiring many of them to stand up for their rights for the first time. The boycotters were also very much influenced by King's philosophy of nonviolent resistance.
Well, of course it was a nonviolent protest. There's nothing violent about not riding buses.
Yes, but the people who opposed the boycott tried to stop it through violence. There were quite a few white people in Montgomery who believed that racial segregation was good and a necessary thing, and they were willing to fight for it. They joined what they called the White Citizens Council. The council's members and other racist groups tried to terrorize the leaders of the boycott by setting off bombs at their homes and churches. Meanwhile, the buses stayed almost empty.
How did the boycotters get around the city?
In any way they could. They walked, rode bikes, hitchhiked, and gave each other rides to work. Black taxi drivers helped out by only charging 10 cents per ride. That was how much it cost to ride a city bus back then. Although when the white city government found out about that, they ordered the drivers to stop. And the protest had attracted national attention, so black churches all around the country donated money and walking shoes to the boycotters. The Montgomery Improvement Association had a legal strategy, too. They knew that they would get no support from local or state government, so they filed a lawsuit against segregation in federal court.
You mentioned the Montgomery city government. What else did they do to try and stop the protest?
City officials asked a judge to order an end to the boycott, and they arrested 156 people, including King. But they probably regretted that later. Because of his arrest, King appeared on the cover of Time magazine, and the country's sympathy for the boycotters only increased.
What finally brought it to an end?
Eventually, the federal judge ruled for the boycotters, and then the case went to the Supreme Court, which agreed.
I guess that was an important victory for them. But it seems like such a small thing, being able to sit where you want on a bus.
Its significance went far beyond that, though. It made Martin Luther King a national figure, and it served as a model and an inspiration for many other civil rights protests that followed.
Number 1. Why are the speakers discussing the topic? Number 2. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then, answer the question.
He did a lot more than make a few speeches. For one thing, he was a leader in one of the most important events in the civil rights movement, the Montgomery bus boycott.
Bus boycott? I thought that was led by Rosa Parks.
It was her case that began the boycott, but it was leaders like King that organized it and kept it going for a whole year. Why does the man say this?
Bus boycott? I thought that was led by Rosa Parks. Number 3. The conversation indicates that the boycott was originally planned to last. Number 4. Which of the following is true of the White Citizens' Council, according to the conversation? Number 5. It can be inferred from the conversation that... Number 6. What was the result of King's arrest? Number 7. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Eventually, the federal judge ruled for the boycotters, and then the case went to the Supreme Court, which agreed.
I guess that was an important victory for them, but it seems like such a small thing, being able to sit where you want on a bus. How does the man seem to feel about the outcome of the boycott? Number 8. How is the information and the conversation organized? Number 9. It can be concluded from the conversation that...